Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. POP officers from the Eureka Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 1000 block of 15th Street yesterday after receiving an anonymous tip regarding a suspected indoor marijuana grow. Officers found 78 growing marijuana plants in the residence and an attached garage. No one was present when officers conducted the search, but a suspect has been identified and the investigation continues. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And officers from the POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 2500 block of Union Street on Monday afternoon. Officers contacted a woman living in the apartment who told them that active parolee 44-year-old Edward Verko lived there as well. A search of the apartment turned up one of the cameras stolen from the Channel 3 studios over the weekend, as well as a half gram of heroin. Verko was not home at the time of the search, and a warrant has been issued. Anyone with information about Verko or his whereabouts is asked to contact Eureka Police. The County Drug Task Force, with assistance from the Sheriff's Office and Eureka Police, served a search warrant at a residence on Hostler Hill Road in Hoopa on Monday. Officers found a small amount of suspected heroin, 20 growing marijuana plants, 3 rifles, 2 shotguns, a semi-automatic pistol with a high-capacity magazine, along with drug paraphernalia. Agents contacted the resident, 33-year-old Robbie Ray Jackson, and arrested him on several charges, including possession of a controlled substance, child endangerment, and maintaining a residence for drug sales, among others. Jackson's girlfriend and the mother of 2 young children was also present, and County Child Protection Services has been notified. The mother could face a child endangerment charge as well. And the friends and family of 32-year-old Arcata resident Jason Lovell are asking for the public's help in locating him. Lovell has not been seen since Friday night. He is not reported to work, posted on social media, or contacted family members, and his car was found with his possessions inside, undisturbed. Lovell is an adult white male, 5'8", with short brown hair and brown eyes, and a reddish-brown beard. He also has a tattoo on his calf and another on his bicep. Anyone with information about Lovell or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino officials are searching for a missing person as well. Stephen Walker has more.
On January 16, 2013, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office was contacted by family members of Katrina Hamilton, a.k.a. Katrina Bishop, to report that she was missing from the Laytonville, California area. On January 12, 2013, around 3:30 p.m., Katrina indicated to family members that she was en route to Harwood Park to do some artwork in the park. Katrina has not been seen since. Deputies searched the Harwood Park area but were unable to locate Katrina. Local residents have posted flyers for Katrina around Laytonville and on the internet. Deputies have continued the investigation, following up on numerous leads and searched several residences without success in locating Katrina. Leads have been followed up in Ukiah, Willits, Laytonville, and Kelseyville without success. Anyone with information in regards to the possible whereabouts or disappearance of Katrina are asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.
And America's most popular, if unofficial, holiday takes place this Sunday with the playing of the Super Bowl. The California Highway Patrol is preparing for the date, just like the Ravens and 49ers. And CHP units will be out on local roads in an attempt to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. The CHP will team up with local law enforcement agencies and the DUI patrols, which have resulted in an average of 450 arrests across the state on Super Bowl Sunday over the past 3 years. In 2010, there were more than 200 collisions involving DUI impairment, and 6 of those collisions resulted in fatalities and injured 124. Don't drink and drive. Also, you can follow all the Super Bowl action on our sister station, KEKA Thunder Country 101.5, or for our friends to the north on Curry FM. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.